Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's time for 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q is presented by Community Works with thrift shops in downtown Carrboro and Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. Community Works wants a community where youth and their families have equitable access to resources and opportunity. You can help by donating, by shopping, by volunteering, or by making a contribution online at communityworksnc.org. And that's works with an X, communityworksnc.org. Gene Bolduc is in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, right here on 97.9 The Hill, and she's here for Kids Q today. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I got here with a team of wolves and a sled, and
there is no snow left out there on the ground.
Absolutely no snow left really on the road.
What were the wolves doing while you were driving your car?
They were looking for an NC State rally. In fact, I was walking out to my car and I said, oh geez, I should have allowed 5 minutes to clean the snow off my car. So instead I got into the car. I felt embarrassed about that, you know, as a Yankee.
Yeah.
I got in my car, hit the windshield wipers, and it was done.
I'm going to top this in a second. Yeah. I got to my car last night. I was here until 7.
Right.
And then I leave, and the snow's still falling, and a little bit's accumulated. Yeah. Not too much, but enough. You got to brush it off. I open up my car door to pull out my scraper / brush to scrape off the snow, and it's not there.
It's not there.
I don't know where my scraper brush is.
It's missing in action.
I vaguely remember having lent it to someone the last time we got snow, which was literally more than a year ago.
Yeah, I heard you say that on the way in. Oh, my gosh. It's been
that long. And apparently I never got it back. I don't know. But now I am sans scraper.
Okay, friend of Aaron's, you know who you are.
So in a year and a month, the next time we get snow, I'm just going to be out of luck.
Wow, that'll be 2024.
Fortunately, my friend years ago had given me this like tiny little cloth on a stick that you use to wipe off moisture on the inside of your windshield.
Oh my goodness.
I destroyed that in like a minute, but I was able to use that to successfully brush the snow off my car.
I thought you were going to say you slammed the door shut in anger and all of
everything
the snow fell
down.
Off the car anyway.
I did that hoping, but it didn't happen.
Ambitious.
All right, are you ready for Kids Q?
Oh, yeah.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. I promise you that this has nothing to do with the fact that schools are closed today, but it's a school question. What is your favorite part and your least favorite part about school?
About school.
And I guess snow day counts as an answer because that's a part of school. I think we all remember
that's
that.
That's part of school life. I do have kind of a fond memory. I grew up in the Hartford, Connecticut area.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have fond memories of, as a child, gathering in the kitchen with my older siblings and literally kids gathering around the radio to listen to the announcement. And they would go through the schools, of course, alphabetically.
Of course.
Say Avon, Connecticut, and Burlington, Connecticut, you know, and so forth.
In that very dry tone, too, yeah.
Right. And they read them, you know, with great sobriety, right? And so we're listening because we knew we were at that time in Manchester.
Okay, it was at Hartford, Manchester.
The middle of the alphabet. But we knew that the Manchester schools followed the decision of the Hartford Public Schools.
Uh-huh.
And so we were like getting to the, you know, the G, Glastonbury, where we lived later on. And, you know, man, it got to the, and if it got past H and there was no Hartford, we were just, you know, crestfallen. It was devastating.
I think this is also very telling about the way that schools make this decision up in the frozen north, you know, because I went through that exact same thing, like Lansing School District, very much the same. And Lansing, because it was like that's the center of the Lansing urban metropolis, whatever.
Right.
So all of those suburban schools around, like the Grand Ledge and the Holt and the Okemos, and the Hazlitt, these towns that no one down here is familiar with,
right.
They all canceled school well before Lansing did, because Lansing had the infrastructure. We could get the buses. We had the plows. Grand
right.
Ledge and Holton, them, they had all of these rural roads that didn't get plowed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we were actually kind of on pins and needles waiting. Was Lansing going to be closed?
Wow.
Down here, every school, like it's all or nothing, I think, with the schools.
You know, it
I feel.
Really is. And you have these streets, and my street is one of these streets
uh-huh.
that's right off of a main street. It's right off of NC 86. And it will, you know, when there is real snow, it will not see a plow for several days. You have only...
Oh, you get plows.
Oh, you know, oh, yeah, we get plowed as soon as the snow is 70% melted.
Right.
Now here comes, you know, a scraper. And when I say scrape, I mean sparks coming up off the road because
yeah.
there's practically nothing left. But on our street... And you know, a school bus has to come up my street, which is both at the base of the street, both curved and on an incline. You're not getting, I've been stuck at the bottom of my street and had to consider walking to my house half a mile.
Oh.
From the bottom of the street.
I've been stuck on the bottom of my street and had to walk to my house, but that was half a yard to get to my house. It wasn't quite that bad.
Yeah, that doesn't really count.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, and if you're coming down, and it's very, very well shaded. So even when there's melting, then you get to the end of the day, it freezes over.
It freezes back over
again. You
don't
want a school bus driving on that.
I live in Durham. My street is called Shadyside, and we discovered why when we got the snowfall. It actually does have a shady side, and we're on it.
And you're on it.
We are
right.
totally on it.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Great.
So yeah,
that's
that can be dicey. Yeah.
That's the favorite part about school is snow days.
It's snow days.
What's
well,
the least
I mean,
favorite
it's, but
part?
It's all, but it's also the...
It's all of a piece.
It's also the shared experience
yes.
of everybody
yeah.
saying, yay, unexpected vacation, including
right.
your parents to some extent.
Does then the least favorite part be when you're listening to the radio or the TV and they bypass your district
well,
and you know that school
I'll tell
is
you,
happening tomorrow?
I have a very vivid memory in a very similar area of my least favorite experience, I
okay.
can put it that way, which is that, you know, in Connecticut, like in Michigan, yeah, you're pretty much going to school. After the roads are, you know, not horribly treacherous, it doesn't mean that they're free of snow, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on a school bus on the back.
Oh, are you going to tell the backwards into the lake
very
again?
Back
yeah.
of the school bus going up this curve. And, you know, the bus stops and waits for traffic and then just begins to slide backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at the back of the bus, which means I'm at the front of this experience as the bus is about to slide across an icy road and into a pond.
Mm.
That was not a good experience.
But no. It stopped.
It did stop.
It stopped before it got to the pond.
See, that's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had chains on buses and all that. It was, you know, it was, you're going to school most of the time. You're going.
If you're driving around or if you're at home, you're probably at home. Wherever
you
are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works, Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Maybe your answers will involve things that actually happen in a schoolroom. Who even knows?